Welcome to the Journey to Conscious Healthcare. This is episode 21, and it's also number 3 in series 3. The Journey to Conscious Healthcare is where we explore what it takes to create longevity, happiness, and fulfillment in your life and that of others. The Journey to Conscious Healthcare looks at the healthcare industry, disability sector, and how to best navigate these areas to get the best for you and your life. This series is called NDIS 101, the blueprint you've been looking for about how and what to do to navigate the NDIS. Today's episode is called I've Got My NDIS Plan Now, Now What Do I Do? And as it alludes to in the title, here we give you the inside knowledge on what to do when you've been approved and have got your very own NDIS plan in your own hands. In this series, we do an end-to-end on the NDIS. That's right. We walk you through the foundations of how it all works and proceed to step through from access, starting your plan, connecting with services, getting reports to ensure you get that much-needed funding, and ultimately achieving your goals. I'm your host, Trevor Keane, and I'm the founder and CEO of Conscious Healthcare SA, an expert company that is known for high-quality NDIS healthcare services and transforming the healthcare industry and disability space. Today's show is sponsored by Conscious Healthcare SA. At Conscious Healthcare SA, we provide high-quality NDIS healthcare services in the comfort of your own home. If you're interested in an easy and reliable way to navigate the NDIS and access healthcare services, please do get in touch. Now, today's episode, what I want to run through, as I mentioned in the title, we're really getting you to the point you've got your NDIS plan. Now, what are you going to do? So you'll find here that we've got the Journey to Conscious Healthcare, the podcast we're in right now on the screen. Now, obviously, for those listeners, you can't quite see that one, but happy to jump onto the YouTube link in the show notes if you want to check that out. Now, from here, I'm going to give you a brief overview. So as we jump through to the next page here, what I've got and developed for us is my journey navigating the NDIS. And fundamentally, this is what we're going to cover today. It's a 3-step process, going to stay high level, and then we're going to keep moving through it stage by stage. So from the start, number one is that you've got your NDIS plan. And then from that, you'll end up having a phone call to then get a meeting, which makes sense with this next icon here. There'll be a meeting with your local area coordinator, LAC, or also known as your partner in the community. From there, they'll end up giving you a bit of a rundown about what happens with your NDIS plan and what you can do with it. That'll probably leave you a little bit more confused than anything, as with NDIS, and is almost always the case, they give you too much information. Let's try and make it a little bit more succinct to get this so that it's a bit more digestible so that you can actually practically know what to do. Lastly, they then typically will give you a list of providers to get in touch with. We'll touch on that shortly as well. And stage 3 here is we've actually got help. So you then need to start getting some people involved in your world. You've already got your family and the community that you might well be involved in, but there's some more people that we need to get you in touch with. So recapping that, the 3 steps that we've got here is you've got your NDIS plan, now what? You've had your planning meeting, so you've had a meeting with the LAC or your partner in the community, that's number 2. And then thirdly, hey, help, who do I need to get in touch with now, what do I do? I'm going to give you the shortcut, the internal experience about from a guide as to what to do from someone who's been there, done that and knows due to having family members and also navigating this with hundreds and thousands of other people as well along that journey. Right, as we jump through, we're going to go to our next page. So what you'll find is you've probably been in touch or been spoken about with the NDIS. There's a few booklets and fact sheets. Now, this is as a recording. So the recording date here today is the 2nd of August, 2022. So this is the current ones we've got here. And what they've got is they've got 3 booklets. Now, rather than going into them individually, I'm just going to jump straight into one now. So this one here, if you have a look, they've got 3 booklets. So they've got one which is applying for the NDIS. They've also got another one which is creating your plan, NDIS plan, and then using your NDIS plan. So today what we're doing is going through in booklet number 3. And from that perspective, what we can really do is dive in deep and get you the information that you really need about what to do and what's going to happen. So that'll give you a bit of an idea. We'll go through here how to start your NDIS plan. So you've been given your NDIS plan. This book's actually not too bad. They've got some that are very complex. There's a lot of pages that are in here. There's 28 pages, as you can see. So I'll go through this on a pretty high level detail. You can read through this and download it, and I'll have a link in the show notes if you want to go through further. Fundamentally, they talk about a few things that are funded and what the budgets are. This is quite useful because you will have three budgets in your plan, and I'll digest and go through that a bit more shortly. But those three buckets are pretty useful to know what they are for and what can you do with each budget as well. Now, as we go through, they've got different line items. In fact, they've done this in great detail, maybe a little bit too much detail for the average show to digest. Having said that, good reference point for you to go back to later on. And I think that is probably about all we need to do there. Service bookings are quite useful to understand. Once again, we're not going to cover through that in great detail. It'll probably be the next episode in this series. And from there, it's about what your next steps are. So as I mentioned, we're going to go through on a higher level today what to do. So you've got your NDIS plan. Step number one that I want to roll through here is if you got it, you'll have access to the portal. They might have sent you an email, but they'll also typically send you a letter in the post. And from there, you'll end up getting a phone call, which will come from a number, which is anonymous. It'll be an unknown number that, and they expect you to answer it, which is a bit of a bugbear. We won't go into that in great detail, but fundamentally, action steps that happen here is you have your NDIS plan, you get a phone call from your LAC local area coordinator, a partner in the community. That's what they're also called as. And so then they'll get you in touch to have a planning meeting. And so with this planning meeting, what will happen is they'll start explaining to you a few different bits and pieces about what actually happens and what's the next steps for you. Now, I'm going to explain exactly as they are a plan shortly, and that will give you a bit more detail because you might have been sent here by an LAC potentially who said, hey, if you want to just recap what we've gone through, this is a pretty good resource, and they might have sent you to this podcast here today. So here's the second bit here, and so this is where we're going to be. We're in that sort of conversation with them. They're like, all right, now you've got your plan, now what? So what I've now done is I've actually got a plan that we can run through, and I can explain it to you in layman's terms so that it actually means something to you. So as mentioned, here we go. We have got our NDIS plan. So this will have your name on it from the top, or it might be a participant or caregiver, someone that you're looking after as well or in touch with. And we've got a few bits of information that are on here which are somewhat useful. We've got an NDIS contact number, an email address, so that might be your LAC contact from there. And then you've got your start and end date with your plans. Now, these are useful mainly because you want to know when's it start, when's it finish, because how much money's in there matters a lot based upon the time. So if you've got $12,000 and it's over 12 months, that's 1 year, that's, you know, $1,000 a month. Whereas if it's over 6 months and it's $12,000, then that's actually twice as much money. So understanding the duration is quite useful. You'll also notice some of these things like your NDIS number, which will be a 43 number, will be down the bottom. But let's stay high level for today. So if we jump onto the next one there on page two. So page two will have a bit of information about you. I typically, when I go and have a first session with a participant, so I'm a physiotherapist by background, what I would do is I'd actually read this prior to going in, but then also ask and clarify, because I don't think it's very personable for me to sit there and actually read this in front of you and then say, oh, so this is how you are. I actually like to get to know the person and understand, well, what is important and did they get the information down correctly? Because I've seen this done not quite so correctly before. So what we've got in here is you've got my profile, your date of birth, some numbers and key contacts are pretty useful. And then they usually say something about your family. So it might be like, okay, we've got Graham and David or whoever else it is, which is brothers. And then it might say a bit about, you know, what you enjoy. So I enjoy cards or going to the football, or it might be lots of different things, you know, that you might like playing games online. So that might be what you enjoy. And then it's got a little bit about your family and some services that you have as well. So as we jump on to the next slide, so number three, my goals and what I want to achieve. Now, these are absolutely really, really important. Now, some want you to get it very specific. I think leaving them as not so much really, really broad, but open to interpretation is good, because your funding in your NDIS plan has to be putting the puzzle together, which means that if your goals don't include that activity, you can't spend money on it. So we've got an example on here. I would like to work towards driving independently and being able to drive by myself. So there's a few different people I immediately know who could be involved based upon this one here. So driving, it's likely to be an OT, driver assessor, so an occupational therapist, driving assessor, and they might also then work with support workers or someone in your family as well in regards to this. And so you could also be working with a psychologist, a social worker, a developmental educator, for example, in regards to this as well. Or if you had a physical function, like issues with physically moving your foot down or whatever it might be, you might then end up having a physiotherapist involved from that perspective. So your goals will often indicate as to who can be involved. Sometimes what happens in the plan is that it ends up saying an OT or a physio. Just because it says OT or physio doesn't actually mean that that's all you can use, which is a really good one to understand. So goals, really important. So I would read through the goals and say, okay, yep. And then make sure that the participant would understand, like, do you understand what this means and what opportunities are available for you? The next step we'll get through starts talking a little bit more about the actual money. So the dollars and cents. So we've got funded supports. These on a higher level are the three types of funding that can occur. Self-managed, which means you do it yourself. Plan managed means that fundamentally, if you are plan managed, you will end up having someone else externally pay your bills. And then NDIA managed, what that one means, if you're NDIA managed, that will end up meaning that you have to go with the registered provider. So this actually starts guiding you down a little bit of a pathway depending upon where you have your plan managed as who you can see. So we can go through that in greater detail, but that's a high level view. The vast majority of people, just so you know, are plan managed. NDIA managed, there's a few, and then there's probably fewer again that are self-managed. I know it's increasing, but it also means you have to know a lot of the rules and regulations yourself. So I would usually encourage people to be plan managed. We at Conscious Healthcare SA are an NDIA registered provider, and we can treat everyone that's in these groups here. What I would say though is that I think it gives you greater flexibility if you are plan managed, which isn't something you would usually hear from a registered provider, because you would have thought that I would say, hey, no, we're registered. Go with the registered ones. They're the best. Now, we'll say that they do have to adhere to higher standards. But just like anywhere, they might not all be doing that. So my recommendation there would be going plan managed if I was to be choosing for myself. And then as we continue to go through the plan, you'll notice this one here, it's got the time period. It's also got how much in dollars and cents. So that's the $123,456. And this is in core support. So high level picture here. Core support is fundamentally about things helping you with your normal activities of daily living. Mainly things to think about in this area is in regards to support workers. So often it's a lot of money for support workers or paying towards accessing the community and transport, things like that, that are already mentioned in here. So as we continue to go through, we've then got capacity building supports. Now, this is a very interesting one. So what we've got here is we've got the improved life choices. This one here means that this plan is plan managed. And so just being really clear on that, if you are not plan managed, it's only one form. Please get in touch with me. I'm happy to give it to you, and you can change your from being NDIA managed to then being plan managed. But this is what this line item means here. So improved life choices, CB, choice and control. And then what we've got here below that is improved daily living, CB, daily activity. So $17,500 in there. As I mentioned, sometimes it does say what service you can use, physio or OT. It doesn't actually matter if it does say that. Unless it's a stated support, you can typically choose whatever you would like. So this is under the head bucket of capacity building. So you've got the three buckets. So this is bucket number two. And then if we continue to roll through here, we've then got funded supports continued. So here's capital. So this is the third bucket, useful to know. Now, capital supports typically goes through about home modifications. So you might have a disability that means you need to have your house changed or your vehicle changed, something like that. Or you also might have a prosthetic leg. So you might have be an amputee and need to have a prosthetic leg. So capital supports is paying for those big ticket items through that line item there. And your occupational therapist will very often be the person that is helping you in that space. So as we continue to press through on the plan, I've got some other information on here for you to contact. So if you want to get in touch, here's how you can do it. I've got other different information on here, which I won't go through in greater detail because I think some of it is a little bit too granular. I don't think you have to know everything ins and outs with it. Certainly understanding the plan is very useful. And here's another example here, my improved daily living. So that's your capacity building supports, 7,500, and that is plan managed as it states here. So it is very important for you to understand your buckets and then how to utilize that, and also using good people that can help get you more out of your plan. So if you've got someone that understands the NDIS, they can get you twice or three times as much, even for the same money, out of your plan, because they put you in touch with the right people, save you the time, the stress, all that involved if you don't happen to get it right. So this is why the next steps are very important. Right, as we go through understanding your plans, and now I'm on the NDIS website. So it's got plan implementation directory. And what you'll notice is the NDIS is great at getting lots of information out there, but for most people, that is too much information. So lots of information ain't always a good thing. What they've got here is they've got some different things such as your local area coordinator, LAC, which I mentioned before. You've got early childhood partners. So they've got some contacts for you to get in touch with there, and offices that you can go to find out where your local one is. So very easy links to click on. Once again, you'll have access to all these in the show notes. And then what you've also got is some key people that are involved in your world initially, and that is a plan manager if you are plan managed. It is a support coordinator or recovery coach. So these are people that then get you access to your physio, your OT, your support workers, just navigating a few different things that you might need to address. So these are people that are quite useful. So what's the next step for us from here? I'm just going to go back to our first page that we started with. So today we have got your plan here, and that's getting explained. So what is to occur is you're in the planning meeting. So we've had the phone call, and after we've had the phone call, that's then ended up meaning you've got your plan, had the phone call, all right, the LAC is saying, let's go have a meeting. They've now explained the plan through exactly what I've done there. And they've sort of said, hey, here's what you can do. You can do X and Y and Z based upon what your goals are and what your needs are. As I said, that's probably left you a little bit more confused than anything. They've tried helping, but it's not always the most useful thing I've found in my experience. And then typically what they'll do is they'll actually give you a list of providers. Now, what's really interesting is when they give you a list of providers, they often will end up giving you a list of, say, 20 names, and then underlining the ones who they actually think are the best providers. Now, they're not actually meant to do that. They are trying to be helpful, and I actually am not necessarily against them trying to assist, because I think navigating and getting in touch with providers is the next step, and it is quite challenging. So that's typically what will happen. But I think what's really important for you from here is you're about to finish this meeting. Now, in finishing this meeting, you've got a couple things that are now on the radar for you. You've got a list of providers that you need to contact, but also there's a person in our team which is called a community engagement officer, which is CEO for short, or it might be called a community liaison officer. And they're someone who's meant to be able to assist. Now, if they can't assist, that's okay. Please reach out to someone like myself, or you can reach out to someone else in the know as well, and they can help navigate things. But fundamentally, what you've now done is you've finished that meeting. So we're now up to the stage three. This is where you need to get help, or if you already know what to do, that's fantastic. But this is, as I was saying, about getting in touch with your support coordinator, your plan manager, other service providers and therapies. So what do we need to do from here? As I was mentioning before, what we need to do is we actually go through and have a bit of a look through this NDIS document. Now, this NDIS document here has all these different people you can get in touch with. Now, there's lots of links and you can get overwhelmed. I'm even getting overwhelmed now just looking at it. I know, obviously, if you're listening, you're just going to have to visualize lots of different pages and links to click onto, because that's really what's in front of us. But what they do have is they have a page on here, which is find a registered provider, and they've got a provider finder tool. So this is actually somewhat useful, but then I would also say it's somewhat useful, not 100% useful. And I'll explain why in a second. So here we go on the provider tool. I've just done it as an example. Say if I was going to go on to Glenelg, that's where Conscious Healthcare SA, my business, is based from. We obviously service out much greater than that area, but here we go. Therapeutic Supports is under Capacity Building. That's who we are. And then here's Conscious Healthcare SA. Here's the details to get in touch with us. So here's all the different providers. Now, what's really interesting, though, is when you're trying to get a provider, it's not just about can you find someone? Are they the right fit? You know, do they have the skill sets? Do they know the NDIS? All these different questions come up. And this is what our next episode is, that we end up going through that. So it's really important to know what to do in regards to linking up with the provider. Okay, so here's a tool that you can end up using. Then fundamentally, you've got to either email or you've then got to follow ahead and actually make a phone call to then get in touch. Then you might be on a wait list. All other different things might well happen. So lots to consider there. Here's an example of if you're going to get in touch with some support coordinator providers, what you might do. You go through on here, search, and then put your state involved, and then you might search one up. So here's an example of a provider here that this is one that I would recommend, From Here to Home. And then you can get in touch. Sian Williams, she also had a podcast episode with us as well, which you can end up going and having a look at and listening to as well. Fantastic provider, great ethical value. So really important there. So as we continue through there today, what we've gone through is we've gone through the buckets. So this is the buckets that I was telling you about here. And particularly, we're a therapy provider. So this diagram I made is fundamentally more geared towards that than anything. But what we're going to do is really just show you what the next steps are from here. If you didn't want to happen to go through that provider tool that you had there, what you can do is on our Conscious Healthcare SA website, we actually have a page. So you go under the resource hub and then click support. So we've got the podcast link there. That's great if you want to listen to more ones here. But otherwise, you can click under here to support and then find a support coordinator. And then from there, we've got lots of different providers and information that's in there. You can fundamentally email through saying, hey, what do you need? And what we can then do is, based upon our experience with many different providers, we can link you up with a support coordinator or a psychosocial recovery coach. What you'll notice is at Conscious Healthcare SA, myself, Trevor Keane, we're linked up very strongly throughout the NDIS and we've got lots of connections. And we're really about providing really good ethical practice and care. Because I think in healthcare, it's really about trust and making sure you're doing a fantastic job. Also, if you want to, you can reach out to us directly on the Contact Us page. So the form that you fill out on the website here or the other one will end up getting us straight through to that. So recapping everything that we've gone through today. So we have gone through about what is involved, your journey navigating the NDIS, from getting your plan, having your meeting, and then getting the help that you need. Our next episode in this series will be covering how to get this help and assistance that you do need to make sure that you get the most out of your NDIS plan. That brings us towards the end of today's episode. I do hope that you found it educational and took something away from it for yourself. In future episodes, as I was just saying, what we will be covering is how to connect with services and most importantly, who. This is in much greater detail. What NDIS reports should look like to ensure you keep getting the funding you need and how to go about achieving your goals. As always, if you have any feedback for me, please do get in touch. My email is trevork@chcsa.com.au, or you can find me on LinkedIn or following myself or my business on Conscious Healthcare SA on Facebook, Instagram, or any of those other social media platforms that you might be on. And the details regarding this will also be in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. I certainly hope you've learned something. And if you think it would be of any value to one of your friends or colleagues, please feel free to share it. On that note, we'll see you next time on the next episode from the Journey to Conscious Healthcare. Thank you.